Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the simply massive universe around our very small planet. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips and our weekly report here. Hey, Christopher, what's going on? Welcome back.
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible in our morning sky this week in an arc from east to west. Now, the moon will be a mere crescent in our skies, giving us perfect conditions for stargazing.
Now, I seriously doubt that's going to help at all with this recent Mauna Kea discovery about some sort of wind from another galaxy. We're probably not going to see that, right?
Probably not, because this wind comes from a distant galaxy far, far away. Now, an international team using the Subaru telescope has succeeded in revealing the detailed structure of a super wind streaming from a galaxy called NGC 6240. This galaxy is undergoing very rapid formation of stars.
Can you tell me how they can detect wind?
Well, the wind can't actually be seen, but you can see what the wind is moving or blowing. In this case, it's a huge cloud of gas and dust. And when I say huge, I'm not exaggerating. This thing is 300,000 light years across. That's three times the size of our own Milky Way galaxy.
So tell us more about what a super wind is.
Well, this energetic large-scale wind is driven by intense star-forming activity at the center of the galaxy. It's also being driven by old stars dying off, and the level of activity in this galaxy is simply astonishing. It tells us that this galaxy has recently merged with another galaxy, something that's very common in the universe. However, we rarely get to witness massive star formation and death on this scale. What it shows us is that galaxies are a bit like cocktail ingredients. On their own, they might not be anything special, but you put them together and you shake them up, and that's when the magic happens. Baby stars are born.
And I'm going to guess that we don't want any mergers like that happening with our galaxy.
Well, in fact, one is going to happen. In a few billion years from now, the Andromeda galaxy, one of our closest neighbors, will merge with the Milky Way.
So is that merger a catastrophe or not really noticeable?
We probably won't even notice. Galaxies are so big and the stars are so spread apart, The two could merge together. And you probably wouldn't notice anything but a lovely display in your night sky.
Christopher Phillips and another exciting Stargazer report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.